99.5 WCOI. Good afternoon, Coyotes. I am pleased to have on the phone with me David Kroll, one of the executives involved with Burlington Riverfront Entertainment. Of course, Ingrid Andres. We just gave away tickets, and she's going to be on the Riverfront this coming Saturday night. The gates open at 6. The show gets underway at 7. David, who is opening up for Ingrid? Remind us.
So this guy named Shy Carter, and if you don't know who that is, you do know his music because he's a big songwriter too. So he wrote Keith Urban's God Whispered Your Name, and if you want to hear an incredible version of that song, you need to hear Shy's version. You can find it on YouTube or wherever you listen to music. I think it's available pretty much everywhere. But he also wrote Billy Currington's It Don't Hurt Like It Used To and Sugarland, Stuck Like Glue. So he's doing the artist thing now, so even if you don't know who he is, per se, you definitely know his music.
And that's it's a good get because there are lots of artists who start out as songwriters and then transition into performing their own songs eventually down the road. So getting to see this guy is something that you may be able to talk about years down the road. Say, I saw him when he was just known as a songwriter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to get more familiar with his music. I'm a big country music fan, and I have this feeling I think he is going to be huge.
And seeing him open up for Ingrid. Now, do you think that there'd be any crossover? Do Ingrid and Shy have any past where their paths have crossed, where they might do something together on stage?
You know, I don't know. I'm sure they probably know each other just because Shy's been in the industry for a long time. Ingrid is kind of newer, but, Nashville, the songwriting music community there is very small. Everyone kind of seems to know each other. So I would be surprised if they didn't at least know of each other. It would be absolutely incredible if they did some sort of collaboration.
We're talking with David Kroll, executive with Burlington Riverfront Entertainment. I'm going to address the elephant in the room. It has been a long time. This last year seems much longer than a year that we've been able to get out and go to shows. What's been the response? What do you think the appetite is for people to get out together and come together as a community of music fans and enjoy a show together?
Yeah, I think there's a huge hunger for it. And we've got a lot of great responses from people that are excited for this week. We're not only doing Saturday night, but we also have free concerts down on the river. Front here in Burlington Thursday and Friday, and we have a carnival in town too, so there's a little something for everybody. We expect to see a lot of people down on the riverfront. You know, last year we got shut down because of COVID, and the year before we had a flood down there on the riverfront, so we're excited to have a little bit of normalcy back here. We're really looking forward to that.
It's a little different in that it's not all jam-packed into, as we remember, like Steamboat Days, everything would happen within a week or two span. This is spread out throughout the summer. Why did you decide to do it this way?
You know, I think Burlington was just needing something different, and Mike O'Neill, our executive director, and I wanted to just think outside the box and just do something different. We didn't want to have to put all of our eggs in one basket and into one week, you know. This way, if we have bad weather, one of them, because we're doing a series, so it's, like you said, June, July, August, and September. If we have bad weather that kind of hurts us a little bit one weekend, at least we have another shot the next month.
That's a good point, and actually a good strategy to take. Speaking as if this has happened before and you've had to live with that.
Well, yeah, and, you know, people to do like what Steamboat Days has done in the past, people have to take a week off of work if they want to come to all the nights, and people just can't really do that anymore these days. And so we wanted, you know, or people are going on vacation or whatever, if they're gone for one of our weekends, they can come and come to the next one.
Good get. I mean, think about it. Ingrid Andres just announced that she's going to be part of the CMT award show, and now you're going to have her on the weekend right after that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is so cool. You can literally watch her on the CMT Music Awards and then in Burlington in person, and she's going to be performing with JP Sachs tomorrow night. I don't know where the award show is being held. I'm guessing it's probably in maybe Nashville. I don't know, but it's pretty cool. You can see her on TV. at the CMT Music Awards and then come see her in person Saturday night.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Tell us about the other acts that you've got lined up for the rest of the summer.
Well, first of all, this week, I mentioned we have free shows Thursday and Friday. So we have a local party band that I'm sure they've probably been in the Quincy area before called Jive Radio. Mm-hmm. They play all your favorite party songs, they cover all genres. And then on Friday we have Jared Hogan and South 55, and then Stumptown is our headliner for Friday night. Mm-hmm. Again, those are completely free to get in, and all ages welcome. And then Saturday we talked about Ingrid Andress, talked about Shy Carter. In July we have Winger and Blackfoot, so we're going over to the rock genre for July, and then that's July 23rd and 24th. And then in August we're getting back to the country. We're bringing Phil Vassar in on August 28th. Gonna be awesome. I'm a big Phil Vassar fan, and Haley Witters is gonna open for him, so
cool.
Super excited about that. And then September we have Steelheart and George Lynch September 18th. And we have the full lineup on BurlingtonRiverfront.com.
Very good. Appreciate your time, and look forward to seeing what you do in the future. And thank you for bringing these artists to the area.
You know what? We're having a blast. We're excited to see people on our riverfront again. We just invite everyone to come down, especially for this one coming up. Like we said, we have the carnival and a little something for everybody going on here at Burlington.
It's a good time for all. There's good eats on the riverfront. There's entertainment back on the riverfront. Yeah, take some time and make the drive and enjoy yourself and be together with people again. That's really a huge part of this, is to get out and just be with each other again. David Kroll,
exactly.
Thank you for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.